It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian says medication is not an option for Kanye West. In the new issue of Vogue, the reality star opened up about her husband's battle with bipolar disorder. She said for him, being on medication is really not an option because it just changes who he is. She also said that traveling strongly affects his mental health, so he doesn't travel as much as he used to. She said that she does everything to be supportive and help him calm the situation if the rapper is in the middle of a bipolar episode. She also revealed that she's studying to become a lawyer and decided last summer to begin a four-year apprenticeship with a law firm in San Francisco with the goal of taking the bar in 2022. She's been working with author and CNN commentator Van Jones and attorney Jessica Jackson on criminal justice reform for the last several months, visiting prisons, petitioning governors, and attending meetings at the White House. If you're wondering how Kim is going to be studying law, considering she didn't finish college, California, as well as three other U.S. states, offer another path to pass the bar by reading the law or apprenticing with a practicing lawyer or judge. According to Vogue, sometime this summer, she's going to take what is known as the baby bar administered by the state, and if she passes, she will be given the okay to continue for three more years of studying. She said the first year of law school, you have to cover three subjects: criminal law, torts, and contracts. To me, torts is the most confusing, contracts the most boring. In criminal law, I can do in my sleep. She said, I took my first test. I got 100. Super easy for me. The reading is what really gets me. She said, it's so time consuming, but the concepts I grasp in 2 seconds.
That's not, I mean, that's surprising, but her dad, obviously represented O.J. Simpson, so yep. maybe some of it rubbed off, but she was a little kid. But
I think this is way cool. Way cool.
Yeah, I think it's super, super cool. And also, like, I think that these, like, people make fun of the Kardashians, but I actually do think that these are, like, very smart women.
Well, I don't know about that.
They've built an entire empire.
They're successful. I don't know about smart, but... That's just my opinion. Well, what do
we'll
I
see.
Know?
She might be a lawyer, so I'd watch your back.
Well, okay.
What you say about her.
Justin Bieber has sort of announced his 2019 music plans, and it looks like it includes a collaboration with Lil Dicky.
Yes!
Sources say Bieber is set to release a new song with Lil Dicky next week.
Oh, my gosh.
His first since last July when he released No Brainer. Lil Dicky tweeted new song and video next week, and Bieber retweeted it yesterday. Bieber announced last month that he'd be taking a break from music, so this song could have been worked on before that announcement.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited.
I hope that that's true. God.
I am the biggest Lil Dicky fan there is. I cannot wait for this to drop. I don't care about Bieber, but...
I love both of them so much.
Me too. Oprah says she thinks the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, is being portrayed unfairly by the media.
I think she's being portrayed unfairly. If people really knew her, they would know that she is not only everything that we perceive of her as being graceful and dynamic and holding that position, but she just has a wonderful, warm, giving, loving heart.
And Chip and Joanna Gaines' new cable network is coming in 2020. The cable network will replace Discovery's DIY network, which is currently in more than 52 million homes in the U.S. The network will feature long-form programming centering around community, home, garden, food, wellness, entrepreneurialism, and design. It will debut in the summer of, not this year, but next year. Coming up in less than an hour, Lori Loughlin is starting to freak out.
Uh-oh.
Freak out.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Have you ever had someone awkwardly stay longer than they should after a one-night stand? Well, we guarantee it's nothing like Connor's situation. He wants your advice. It's coming up next with Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.